All right, Justin Brayton, Detroit. Weege is not here. I'm here. So just want to let you know that.
Yep. Yeah, my first question when you walked in, Weege wasn't here. What's going on? Is he done or motocross only guy now or what?
I'll tell you what, just the real media comes to Detroit. The easy ones go to Daytona. You get paid to announce. That's an easy gig. But the real media comes to Detroit.
Yeah, actually, there might be some truth to that because it is cold outside.
Hey, man. Look, you qualified 10th. Had a good fourth in the heat. Riding around in about 9th or 10th in the main, no problems. And you got a 5th because you just never made a mistake and rode your race.
Yeah, I mean, I said to Sean, my mechanic, when we were done, I was like, hey, I'll take it. It was obviously handed to me. I probably was 8th tonight. And so I rode in 8th for a while. And, it was like within 3 laps, they were just, I was in 5th. And I'm like, all right, this is good. So, yeah, I was mentioning to Sean, I've thrown away several fifths in my day or top five, so take it any way we can get it. And the track was tough. It was super challenging. It had like 3 different kinds of dirt, and you really had to be on your toes, and actually a couple challenging rhythm lanes too, like the one after the finish line where you jump into the dragon, jump over the top of it, and 3, like it was a challenging track for sure.
I was telling somebody earlier, I thought it was a basic track when I watched practice, and when I kind of sat down, I'm like, this is pretty easy. You know, I asked you about that 3 in before the finish. You're like, nope, and nobody did it. But then, yeah, we saw massive carnage. So I guess maybe dirt / ruts / transitions or something.
I think a little bit of easy track as well. It allows guys to – well, we were also close. Like, I was at the tail end of the lead group on the first 5, 6, 7 laps or whatever. I was right behind Ferrandis. And we were just all bunched up. So everyone's going everywhere on somewhat of an easy track. But then halfway through, it starts to bite you when you try to be super aggressive. And on a track like this, you're just trying to gain a tenth here and a tenth there. And to get that, you have to take some risks. And it doesn't seem like it seems like such a small amount of time, but it actually adds up around a small track like that. And I don't know how many laps we did, but, man, a 45-second lap time, it just seems so short for a supercross. And then we hit, I don't know, if we did 28 laps, I would have to guess something like that. And... yeah, 28 times through the whoops and through the rhythm lanes, and it gets really, really tough on us for sure.
Are you out there, are you doing the math a little bit? Like, Ulo gives you a board for 8th, right? And you're like, okay, all right, whatever, no problem. And then are you seeing Anderson, Sexton, Webb and all of this? Are you doing the math in your head, or are you just sort of looking ahead? Or
no, it happened so quick that I couldn't really do the math. I'd seen Webb and Sexton down. I didn't really see Anderson, and I didn't see Ferrandis go down. So... at one point I was P6 and I'm like, all right, that's solid. And then with like a few to go, I saw P5 and I'm like, dang, well, I didn't see the other guy drop out. So, probably was, like I said, probably an 8th place guy, but I'll definitely take a 5th.
Are you counting this thing down here a little bit? Are you getting a little, that's a stupid word, as far as teary eyed, but are you getting a little, reminiscent about some of these races as you leave?
Yeah, it's really, really tough because I try and enjoy it and embrace it and opening ceremonies and all that stuff. But then I still feel like I'm competitive. So, like, I have to keep – like, I want to end with that, with keeping that edge, you know, like staying aggressive and doing that quad in the rhythm lane and, like, you know, being on the offense rather than just be like, oh, I'm just good. I'm going to play defense. That's when stuff happens. So I'm definitely on the offense. I am trying to enjoy it more, but I'm also really excited, honestly, to – for the next chapter. I'm super content with what I've achieved, and I'm a lot of people told me before this season, like, hey man, you'll just know when it's time, and I totally know it's time. I'm ready to be done and happy.
It's funny, I was telling you, like, what if you have a good season, you're in the top 10, like, why can't you just keep going? And you're like, Mathis, it's got to end sometime, and it could end poorly, like, you know what I mean? Like, and you're right, that's something that you got to think about. Like, you could stretch it out, but yeah, it never usually goes great forever.
Yeah, exactly. And to start this year, I mean, I was super competitive. Came out 2nd in the heat race at Anaheim, right behind Ken. And like, yeah, I'm still competitive, but like I told you, most things end because they go bad, whether it's relationships or racing, whatever. And I don't want it to go bad. I don't want people to remember me like, man, he was running around 14th place or barely make the mains or whatever. So, I mean, now people, I mean, got a top 5 in my last season, and I think to go out like that is awesome. And then, yeah, the fear of injury. The older you get, I've got 3 kids, it definitely creeps in your mind, and I don't like that feeling. I don't like waking up, like, hoping I don't get hurt or something like that.
K-Dub was like that at the end, right?
Yeah, he definitely was. He wouldn't jump things. And so I don't want it to get to that point. We've seen it. I'm going to be 38 this week. My birthday's in a couple days, so it's time, man. It's time.
We're just lucky to have you out here.
That's right. Just happy to be here. Getting fifths.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.